I know what it's like to feel invisible, to think it's too late to become what you've always wanted to be. You feel like it's too late to have more life. I felt that way too, but when I lost my brother to cancer, he made me realize I have way more life to live. And I discovered the choice was mine to live it or not. I know you want to become confident and empowered, and you deserve to step into that life you are yearning for. I'm Carrie V, and I get it. There is more greatness to come in your life, and I know you can feel it. I've made a choice to live my big life. Now it is your turn to be empowered and step into the life that has always been yours. It's time for you to step off the sidelines and into your own life, the one you were created to live. It's easier than you think. I believe in you. In fact, I am your biggest fan. So let's get started. Have you ever felt like a failure? Have you ever let the failures in your past keep you feeling like you just can't do anything? Well, the truth is this, everyone fails in life at some point, but failure is a gift. If you don't give up, if you're willing to learn, improve, and grow because of that failure, it becomes a huge stepping stone in your life. Those failures can serve as a defining moment. They're a test to measure your courage, your persistence, your determination, your dedication. The question is then, how fast will you get up when you get knocked down? Are you going to stay in the game and finish strong, or sit in that failure and feel sorry for yourself? So how? How do you learn from your past failures and step into future successes? The answer is in actually chasing and embracing your failure, allowing yourself to fail. Being enticed by failure is the only way that you will take the steps you've only dreamed of taking into the future success that you desire. With that in mind, I have put together a Chasing Failure book mastermind. Chasing Failure is a book by Ryan Leake. And for 6 weeks, we are going to dig into the concepts taught in this amazing book. We begin May 6th, and the first 10 people to enroll will receive a copy of Ryan Leake's book, Chasing Failure, from me, along with a PDF workbook. All of the calls are recorded, so if you miss the call live, you will get the entire recording in your inbox the very next day. 6 weeks, $197 enrollment. First 10 people get the book. The link is in the show notes. Make sure you join us beginning May 6th, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. I'll see you inside the Chasing Failure Mastermind. Welcome back to Coffee and Tea with Carrie V. I'm Carrie V, your biggest fan, the person who will believe in you until you can believe in yourself. And even then, I'll still believe in you. This podcast is all things communication, leadership, confidence, and clarity. And today we're going to dig into the idea of interrupting. We've all done it. We have all been talking with someone and we find ourselves interrupting. And we've all been in situations where we are talking and someone talks over us, interrupts us. Why does it happen and what can we do about it? There's a few different kinds of interrupting, but I want to focus on two today, the power interrupt and the rapport interrupt. They can seem like the same exact thing, but the intention of them is very different. In a power interrupt, the person is interrupting you. If you are the speaker and someone power interrupts you, that is happening because that person wants to talk over you. They want to assert their power over you. What they have to say is far more important than what you are saying, and they want to shut you down. It is a very clear, it's very, very clear when someone is doing a power interrupt by the body language. Look at the facial expressions. You can see maybe a roll of the eye or maybe a stance that's coming in to take over. You can almost see it happening. They also will not give the conversation back to you. They have taken it. They have commandeered it. They're taking it in their direction. What they have to say is more important than what you are saying. In a rapport interruption, it can seem the same, but the body language is very different. This is when you're talking with a friend and you're talking about a subject and they lean in and they go, yeah, that happened to me too. Or, oh, for me, it's this way. They're not trying to talk over you per se. They are trying to add to the conversation. It's not an unfriendly takeover. It's not a hostile takeover of the conversation. They are adding to the conversation, but it can feel the same because in both instances, you have been shut down. So what do you do when you are interrupted, whether it's a hostile or through rapport, a friendly conversation with a friend? What do you do with that? How does it make you feel? For me, it makes me feel not valued. It makes me feel angry. It makes me feel like shutting down and just not joining the conversation anymore. And in some cases, that is the path I take. If someone does a hostile takeover of the conversation, I will simply put an end to the conversation and walk away because that person is not interested in the conversation anyway. They are interested in talking over you and they will keep doing it in a very hostile way. So the best way to deal with that, in my opinion, is to say, hey, Stacy, I have some things I need to do. So it's been great talking to you, and walk away. And you can interrupt to tell them that, but you will probably have to interrupt to tell them that. Because in their mind, everything they have to say is so much more important than what you have to say. And when it's a hostile takeover of the conversation like that, they're not going to listen to you anyway. They don't want to listen to you. They don't know what active listening is. They don't care to listen. They just want to hear themselves speak and they just want to get their agenda out. So shutting down that conversation, being done with it, is the best way to deal with it. In a rapport interruption, this is a conversation with a friend where, let's say you're saying, and then we went to Disney World. They're like, oh my gosh, I went to Disney World and we went on the teacups. And they kind of take over the whole conversation. Not as a hostile takeover, but because they're adding to the conversation. In a situation like that, you can say, hey, Stacy, I would love to hear about your trip to Disney World, but I want to finish my story. Can I finish my story? And then we'll move right back into your story. So you are hearing them. You are telling them, I hear you. And we're going to talk about that. But I wasn't finished my story. When it is done in rapport, this interruption is done in rapport by a friend, they will listen and they will say, oh my gosh, you're right. You are gently pointing out that they interrupted. People with ADHD will often interrupt without even realizing it. They need help. People who are very talkative, like me, sometimes we just don't realize that we have interrupted. And it's okay to say, hey, Carrie, you interrupted. I'd like to finish my story, but I do want to hear what you have to say. I appreciate those reminders very much because I don't mean to talk over people. I don't mean to take over the conversations. It is something that I've worked on my whole life. And when a friend breaks into a conversation with me and interrupts, I am the one who will say, hey, we can come back to that, but I need to finish my story, or I'd like to finish my story, or go ahead and finish your story, and then I'll come back and finish my story. There are ways to gently point it out. Being interrupted isn't pleasant. It doesn't feel good. It feels like you don't matter. But take very careful, close attention. Pay very careful, close attention to the person who actually did the interrupting. Did they truly mean to offend you, insult you, take over the conversation because they think you don't matter? Or is it someone who has interrupted you because they're excited about the conversation and their friends, and they just want to add to the flow of the conversation? There are two different things. Read the body language. Read the facial expressions. You'll know. Someone who is doing a hostile takeover of a conversation looks hostile. They look mean. It's hard for me to look mean. Someone who is in a rapport interruption will be smiling, leaning in, laughing. They are simply keeping the conversation going. And most of the time, they don't even realize that they have interrupted. So consider the source, consider the actions, the facial expressions, the body language, consider all of that, and then react appropriately. Shut down the conversation and be done, or
gently point out that you weren't done your story yet, and allow yourself to tell the story and then listen to the other person's story. And then that person will learn to have a give and take flow in the conversation without the need to interrupt. It's all about learning, and we all have something that we are working on and learning. Being interrupted, not a fun thing, but you can handle it, and how you handle it depends on the intention of the person interrupting you. I would love to know some stories from you, like either respond below here or send me a message at admin@coachcarryv.com, admin@coachcarryv.com. Drop a message under this podcast. Message me on Instagram at @IamCarryV. And let me know some instances when you have been interrupted. I would love to come back and talk about this again and bring your examples in. Did it frustrate you? Did it make you laugh? Who was the person, not by name, but what was the relationship with the person who was interrupting? How did you handle it? How did it make you feel? I would love to know all of those things. So let me know. Message me at @IamCarryV on Instagram and admin@coachcarryv.com if you want to email it, or drop a message under this if it's on YouTube or on the podcast site. Just drop me a message. Earlier in the podcast, I talked about the Chasing Failure Mastermind. That link is in the show notes. This is an amazing book by Ryan Leake, The Concept of Chasing Failure. I believe it was Jim Carrey who said that a lot of people fail every day at doing things they don't like. So why not fail at the things you do like? It is that concept. Why don't we go out and take these chances and these risks doing the things we love to do and allow ourselves to learn and grow and go into that path? We're going to fail many times along the way, but they're not really failures. They're stepping stones. We don't have to fake anything. There is no fake it till you make it. Be authentically you. Take those risks. Chase failure. This mastermind kicks off on May 6th. I would love to see you in there. The link is in the show notes. And the first 10 people, I am going to send a copy of the book. And if you are listening to this before April 25th and you get enrolled, you will also get a growth impact report, which is a DISC report that is laser focused on your growth and your growth plan. It's an amazing report. And if you are in this mastermind by the 25th, you will get that in addition to your 6-week mastermind. I would love to see you in there. Your journal prompt today is this: do I interrupt people? And how does it make you feel when you are interrupted? So do you interrupt people? ? And how does being interrupted make you feel? Be real with yourself, because we all do it. So don't point fingers. Because when you point, there's how many pointing back at you? Be real with yourself and work on those ways how you can fix that in yourself, how you can get better at not interrupting, and how does it make you feel? Because however it makes you feel to be interrupted, the person that you're interrupting is feeling that same way too. I am Carrie V. I love you. I mean it. I will see you soon on the next episode of Coffee and Tea with Carrie V.
Hey, thanks for listening in. I want you to know I do not take it for granted that you give me this time to have coffee and tea together with me. But before you go, it would mean the world to me if you grab a quick coffee or tea refill and pop into the podcast reviews and leave me a review. It's how this podcast grows. It's how it reaches and empowers more women. And it's how I know how to serve you best. I want this podcast to be what you need. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode, and share it with your friends. And follow me on Instagram at @IamCarryV. Remember, it is never too late. Peace out, girlfriend. Pow, pow.